And I've read this book more than once, and it's very unclear. I think an interesting question, you know, when we get toward that part is, well, if he has this special magic, from whom does he have it? You know, who sent him? You know, why is Merlin here? If you go back and believe in the divine right of kings, did she send him? Something to think about when we get to that point. Another thing, so he knew Wart's name, and breakfast table's already set for two. So he knew Wart was coming. Now that makes sense if Merlin's living life backwards. You know, he knew what was going to happen, and so he could expect Wart. It gets kind of confusing in here, and Merlin makes a good point about that. Why? Why? In great big letters, you see I wrote on the facing page, why is Merlin here, on page 34. And what impresses Wart? About line 6, he said, the Wart was so much impressed by the kindness of the old man, and by particularly by the lovely things which he possessed, that he hardly liked to ask him personal questions. He finally does, though. And so Wart feels comfortable. And one of the things he's going to say is he feels comfortable with Merlin because Merlin treats him like an adult, treats him like a person. He says, about 14 lines down on 34, he said, would you mind if I ask you a question? And what's Merlin's response? It is what I am for. It is what I am for. And so his function for Arthur is to answer those questions. And remember, you know, we're constantly here talking about education. Everything, whether he becomes a fish, whether he becomes a hawk, whatever he does, Arthur is undergoing as we go through this first part of the book especially, we're riding on him. We're developing him. We're making clear who he is.